All right, so we've been talking for several weeks now. Let me precede that by, we've been talking about identity and how critical identity is for you able to be able to fulfill who you actually are. Is that right? And this morning we're going to talk about an identity that has to do with where you are and who you are around. Anybody aware of how that can affect you? You know, has anybody traveled around the world very much? People have an identity based upon the nation they've grown up in. And they act a certain way. And in some cultures, they're very poverty-minded. They're not going to get out of certain things. Some of them have different identities. And each one can be precious in itself, but it's different based upon where they've grown up. And you could take somebody that is a different a Caucasian. You could take them to China, have them grow up there, and they would identify with what it's like to be there because of where they are. Is that right? Now, the very same thing happens with who you're around, isn't it? And you cannot get above, what's that statement? You can't get above the level of your five best friends. Is that what it is? Because who you're around affects your own identity. How many parents have been able to tell where their kids have been around? Which friends their kids have been around? You know? Because what you're around, who you're around affects your own identity completely. Amen? Okay, so this is what we're going to be talking about today. And let's pray about it before we go there. Father God, I thank you that you have revelation for each heart today. Lord, and I thank you that when I open my mouth, it's not just me talking, but God, you want to speak life to somebody today. And you want them to be changed. You want them to be transformed. God, you don't want them to have to put up with stuff that the enemy's been putting on them. So Father God, I just thank you that they're being liberated today by the revelation from your word that we're going to look at. And we give you thanks for it. Hallelujah. That's our intention. That's our goal. That's where we're going today. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just want to review this, and I encourage you, because this is going to be my last. I'm going to wrap this up today. Anybody say amen? No, you're not supposed to say amen. You're saying, oh. Okay. I'm going to wrap this up today. But I want to go back, and I just want to kind of give an outline of where we've gone, because I didn't realize we've been on this for 10 different services so far. And we'll put it in it. We'll put it in a series, you know, where you can kind of go back and look at all of it if you'd like. In our app, there's actually a place where there's a series in there, and you can see the sermons from that. We actually edit everything else from the service, and it's just the sermon in there where you can do that. But I really felt like this understanding of who you are in Christ is so critical. And I've heard it from a lot of different directions, but I just, God, how do you want me to present this? And so I just want to give an outline of what this is and encourage you to go back and maybe look at some of these other ones, okay? So we just opened it up initially, and you can put these up there and I'll just go through them. But necessity of identity is from our Creator. If you're going to know who you are, you don't go looking on social media. Amen? You're going to have to go to your Creator. I mean, this sounds like kind of basic stuff, but we have to go there, don't we? Yes. Amen? Yes. From our Creator, and it's going to be in the natural. It's going to be out my body. It's not my body, my choice. It's my body, His choice, yes, that He gave me. Yes. Amen? Amen? And it's also going to be for my spirit and for my mind. Yeah. It's going to be for my whole being. An identity with Him is going to have to come from my Creator, and it's going to have to affect every part of me. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Not just one little part, the religious part. Right. It's got to do every part. Amen? Yes. Okay, then we looked at the necessity of identity again. And and what happens when we get that from our Creator? He's not just a Creator that just lords it over us. He's a Father that loves us. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? Amen? So this identity, we're taken from a slave, somebody that has to do something, to a father that calls us His child. Amen? Oh, that changes your identity, doesn't it? It's essential. All right? We're going on a path. Nature. So what is my nature? I don't know. If you've grown up like every other human being there is, you grew up with a sinful nature. And that has to change. Because it wants to remain. It wants to dominate. It wants to keep us going. But what we've gotten in an identity with Christ is we're removed from a sinful nature. We don't. The enemy can't hold that on us anymore. The blood has been applied, and we've been made righteous. But righteousness is as powerful as our identity with it. So it requires revelation, all right? Spoken identity. You following me? So you can tell out of the abundance of the heart, what does the mouth do? It tells you who you are. It tells everybody else who you are. Is that right? It's a declaration. You think you're just talking, but no. You're revealing your identity out of your mouth. And so this can be affected. When you begin to understand that, you can begin to take the words of God and put them in your mouth. Amen? And when you put them in your mouth, they'll displace some other things. Good water and bad water don't come out of the same place. And so when you begin to do it intentionally, that bad water just doesn't feel the same in your mouth anymore. Amen? And it changes your identity. Sounds from the mouth that identify the heart. The mind of Christ. So we have a mouth. We have a mind. Anybody have a mind here today? I have a mind too. No, that's not the... But we've actually been given a mind of Christ. You know what the enemy wants to come in and do? It. He's mixed things up. And cause us to identify with confusion. And he said, no, I've given you the mind of Christ. Amen? To identify with Christ. It's going to include our mind. Amen? To participate must acquire knowledge. The body of Christ. Oh, so anybody have a body this morning? You don't just get to do whatever you want with your body and say, I'm just identifying with Christ. No, he has a design for your body. Yes. Amen? And you know, we might have done some things to our body before, but he has a purpose from this point on about our body. And it has to be included in an identity with him. Yes. And we get into this on all these, and I encourage you. Till a heavenly one, this one is his temple. I like that statement. Amen? Because this has to be included in our identity of our body. Man, New Testament goes over this in detail, that I have another body coming. Yeah. Amen? To prepare for that body, I got to make sure that this one is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Amen? Lamp of the body. Man, there's a lot to identify with Christ, isn't there? Yeah. What is the lamp? Anybody want to tell me real quick? It's our eyes, isn't it? From seeing to being. What you see is what you'll be. Amen? And if what you're seeing is bad, that's what you will be. But if what you're seeing is good, this is not just me talking. There's scripture for all of this. Amen? But can you see how this is all part of identifying with Christ? And it's all essential. Beholding to become. Now, just... when we're talking about seeing to be, this is anything that we're seeing. But man, when you want to actually identify with Christ, you become intentional about what you're beholding. Yeah. You're not just beholding images. You're not just beholding information. Yeah. You're beholding God, the glory of God. Yes. Amen? Yes. And every beholding of God comes with change. It transforms. What's it doing? It's transforming into the image that you're beholding. Amen? So, one more before we're going to be released, and you just can't hardly wait to go there. And then we looked at this last week. My wife and I, wasn't it wonderful to have my wife up there helping me out? She's such a helpmeet. I met something because she was there. She was my helpmeet. Identifying fruit. So when we're looking at him, when we're beholding him, it's going to be known that we've been beholding him by the fruit that we bear. So you have to know what fruit to look at. How are we going to look like Christ? How are we going to bear the fruit that we're going to look at him to see that. We see that there's 9 fruit that we can look at. Amen. Love, joy, patience, long-suffering. And it ends with self-control. We were joking about that last week. It was put at the end so you don't have to worry about it quite as much. No, it's just, and you do these other ones, they all hook together, don't they? You're in the spirit. These all are going to, this is going to be evidence of it. But there's no identification with Christ without fruit. You can't be a Christ tree and bear some Satan fruit. You know? You're just a liar then, right? And then you're really bad. No, I'm just kidding. No, what's wonderful about this is this is just a revelation of who we've already been made to be in him. Yeah. Just learning how to identify with what we already are. Amen? Yeah. Praise God. So I love this today, and we're going to do some fun stuff with this today. So are y'all with me? Yeah. I'm going to go through it quick. Yeah. Punch each other and say, what, it's time to stay awake, okay? proximity from with to one. I like this. Because it's kind of like me and my wife. I'm scaring her, I know. She's wondering, what's he going to say now? It's kind of like sharing a word for somebody. I don't know what I'm going to say before I say it. And she doesn't either. But how we got together for the first time was she did my nails. And I'm going to say this as manly as I can. I played classical guitar, so I see my nails. Hopefully you can see that they're not beautiful nails. They're gnarly nails. They're just long. Okay. Longer, because I need them to play. So anyway, I was 28, 27, I think, and she found me. She offered to do my nails for me. And I succumbed. I went in and let her do my nails for me. It was so wonderful. Our first date, and she's holding my hand. I mean, it's like, this is... So we dated for a while, when you go from just with to one, it's a different thing. Yeah. Amen. And this is where God wants to take us to where, how many know God's with us all the time? Amen? But there's another side to that. It's where his with becomes our one, where we're actually united with him. Amen? All right, let's look at this. Identifying sign, child with a name. God is with us. Isn't that a cool name? Anybody need a name for your kid that's coming up? Okay. Matthew 1:22. All of this occurred to fulfill, and we're talking about Christmas. Christmas is coming up. I'm sorry. I didn't even wait till Thanksgiving. I just went forward here today. Okay. To fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet, this is Isaiah, right? Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him what? Emmanuel. He's not Latino, but it means God with us. You know, there was an issue, and this is why the law didn't work, because it wasn't God with me. It was some kind of slavery with me, you know? And God's fix for our separation from him was to be with. This is his solution. And I want to call this proximity, okay? Anybody familiar? Can we turn one of these on? All right. You probably already know this. Sharafi, you know this, I bet. Okay. So you can turn this mic. And this one is on? Okay. You might turn it up a little bit. Until you get it over to here, it's not working. It's not doing anything. It needs some proximity. Now, listen to what happens, though. This is actually, it's called the proximity effect.
Because when you get real close, what happens? I like those preachers that like to use it this way. And they go, bah, 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 bah. Because there's a thing called proximity effect. That when you get close, things get warm.
Do you hear that?
It's a frequency change. And my voice will be identified differently the closer I get. Amen? The further away I get, the less you can even identify that it's me. Is that right?
Proximity. Identity. Praise God. I'm sorry, the people, if you want to go back and listen to that later, you'll just have to read my lips. Okay. For that part. But yeah, that's why I'm calling this morning, because proximity is so necessary in an identity with God. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And it's not a religious thing you can do. It's a relationship thing that you do. Yes. Amen? Amen? Now, here's the cool thing about it. And I've gone through this in my life where I've gotten discouraged with some of the religious things and whether I even want to believe them anymore or not. But I go back to this relationship and I say, but I know this person. Yeah. Yeah. And if he said it, I'm going to believe it. Amen? And it ensconces in me a faith that just religion will never give me. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. All right. Matthew 4:18. So here's what's happening here in Matthew 4:18. He's saying, you follow me. And I want to look at this word follow, because what's he saying? I'm wanting you to come be with me. What is following? That's just not meeting on Saturdays. Yeah. It's just not meeting on Sundays. What is that? That's living with. When he said follow me, what did he say? I need you to come be with me. Be with me, right? One day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. And Jesus called out to them, come, what? Follow me. What's he saying? Come be with me. Now look what he says, because who you think you are right now, and this is the wonderful thing about God, is he's not trying to say, I want to turn you into something else. He's saying, I'm going to take what you are and really make it effective. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? Yes. He said, come follow me and I will show you how. What were they doing? They were fishing. They were fishermen. They were good. Larry took me to Alaska and I'm not a fisherman. And I went with a fisherman, and you know what? I caught a, how big was he? 94-pound halibut. Oh, yeah. Praise be to the fisherman. Here's what happened. I was with the fisherman. Yeah. He made me into a fisherman. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. You know what? That just came to me. I'm sorry. That was a wonderful illustration. Yeah. Amen? Because that's what he said. Jesus is not a fisherman, but he's a fisher of men. And he says, I'm going to take what you have given yourself to so far. You know it takes a lot of tenacity. You know you have to put out a lot of bait. You know you have to try it a lot. And that's how fishing for men will be. Yeah. But it will be so much more eternal and be so much more effective. Right. Amen? Yeah. And they left their nets and at once did what? Went to be with him. And what happened to them when they were with him? They became what they could be all along. Yeah. That's good. Amen? Yeah. Now, I don't know if I can be a fisherman, but when I go with Larry, I am. I'm amazing. I'm amazing. Okay. In and near enables production. John 15:4. Take care to live in me. Okay, so here's the living part too. It's where you are. And let me live in you. For a branch can't produce fruit when severed from the vine, nor can you be fruitful apart from me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him shall produce a large crop of fruit. Huh. Where is this coming from? Your wonderful talents? The gifts that God gave you as a child? No. Proximity. Amen? It's proximity to the source of the production. I'm so grateful for this in this place. It's so good to just come in here, have something that God gives me to share, and completely know that it's going to be God that does anything. Amen? But you know what? I am with him. It's so sweet. Jesus says, come unto me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, right? Weary and heavy laden. And I will give you what? Rest. Take my yoke. That means you're going to be doing something with him. Amen? He says, it's going to be really amazing how big it is, but it's going to be like me and where I come from in eastern Colorado, they have these fields that sometimes, my brother farmed this one summer, and this was back then, 3 miles long before you even turn around. Wow. And there are these great big Steiger tractors with implements that are like huge, you know? And they're doing all this amazing farming. And you know what? My brother's in high school, and he's sitting back, air conditioning, power steering. You know, today they have GPS-driven tractors. And they tell the implements how much seed to put in, how much to... We got some farming to do. And we got the farmer. We got somebody that's we're with. Amen? It says, come unto me. Yoke up with me. My yoke is easy. It's not going to be something that's hard for you. My burden is light. Amen? But there's going to be production. There's going to be fruit that comes out of your life. How many desire that? That comes with an identity with Christ that only comes from proximity with Christ. Amen? With obedience comes residence. John 14:23. So, how many want to abide in him? A big part of abiding in him is being obedient. Amen? Let's look at this. Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Ah, isn't that a precious? So what is this? Obedience. And we talked about this before, but there's going to be things that we're seeing in the Word, we're hearing from the Scriptures, and then we hear from his voice also. And that requires some response. Amen? Yeah. Now let's look at James 4:8. You're loyal to what you're close to. The closer you are to somebody, the more loyal you're going to be to them. What does that mean? You're not going to depart from them. When things get tough, you're not going to give up on them. Right. Is that right? So it requires proximity. Somebody falling away from God hasn't been very close to them lately. And this is why it becomes very, very critical to not let yourself fall away. To not let yourself fall away in your passion for God, in your obedience to him. Amen? Because your loyalty will wane. Come close to God. Oh, this is really precious. Did you know that God is already close? Our closeness to him is all up to us. Amen? It says, come close to God, and what will God do? Come close to you. That's just your perception of that thing. He was there all along. Amen? But the effect of his presence gets a proximity effect when we choose to be close. Amen? Look at this. It says, wash your hands. You sinners, what are you doing? You're getting rid of the stuff that you're loyal to in the world. Amen? Yeah. So that your loyalty can be only on him. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. So he doesn't just say, get close to God, and he'll get close to you. No, he says, there's going to be a process. When you get close to God, your loyalty is going to be shifted from things in the world. Amen? And they're actually going to be cleansed. And here's the things in the world that we're loyal to, I mean, this goes for all of us. There has to be a stripping away of anything in this world that we rely upon. We put our faith in. We put our pride in. We put our dependence upon. Yeah. Amen?
Yes, it's true.
Has to be a release from that thing in order for there to be a nearness to God. He can be the only God if he's going to be any the God at all. Amen? Mm-hmm. All right. Are you with me?
Yeah.
All right. I got some other stuff, and then we're going to get to some really good things here. As if this hasn't been really good things already. Okay. Our nearness to God is determined by our choice to stay. It doesn't do any good to get near to God if you say, I've had enough of this now. I think I'm going to go do some other stuff. Right? 2 Chronicles 15:1. Then the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, son of Oded. Anybody have another child coming along you need another name for? Okay. Oded. And he went out to meet King Asa as he was returning from the battle. Listen to me, Asa, he shouted. Listen, all you people of Judah and Benjamin, the Lord will stay with you. Here's that with word again.
Yeah.
This with is pretty essential, isn't it?
Yeah.
He will stay with you as long as you do what? Stay with him. Who's it on here? To identify with the victory that God is going to take you through, you have to stay with him. Amen? Whenever you seek him, you will find him. But if you abandon him, man, that should be scary. That should be right in there with the fear of God. I fear abandoning him. Amen? Because what does it say? He will abandon you. Who's getting the worst end of this deal? Amen. Okay, so we have become the residents of Christ. This is an amazing thing. But in the revelation of this, there needs to be an understanding of this thing that he said, you're going to come follow me. That with, that needing to draw near to him, that needing to stay there with him. He's there. But the reality of it, to transform our identity, is up to us. We have to go there. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, but Christ. So now, this place that I am, what affects our identity? Our proximity. Amen? Who we're with and where we are. By trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. All right. Acts 4:7. Who we are with, is identified by our bold actions. Here's another. So Jesus made them into fishers of men. Look what the Holy Spirit did. How many know these disciples were pretty much pansies? You know, before the day of Pentecost? They were scared, right? They were hiding out. Is that right? But remember, They came across this lame man and they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give you. And what happened? That man jumped up and started running around and causing a ruckus. They got in big time trouble. They started challenging them, right? And Peter stood up and started acting kind of like he did on the day of Pentecost, like somebody else. Is that right?
Yeah.
He started preaching. Started declaring all these things.
Yeah.
And it became an identity of who he had been with. This is what the Holy Spirit will do with you.
Yes.
He'll change you from a pansy to a preacher.
Yeah.
I'll just confess that myself. I'm up in front of y'all pontificating, like it. I'm sorry, but this is a work of the Spirit before you right now. There's been times in my life when nobody would have ever expected me to do anything like this. Can I give a story real quick or no? My wife is scared. I'll just say, what you see right now isn't supported by my strengths finders. I'll just say that. And because of that, it's kind of like Naomi said. The number 34 on her, she says, what is that? That's what I do. And here's what God will do. Moses' commission was not on his strengths finders. So you can't go looking for those things to get your direction. Is that right? You're going to get it from the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit's going to take you to something that you wouldn't have ever guessed to go there yourself. Or nobody else would have scripted for you either. Amen? Because he's going to give you boldness. He's going to give you strength. He's going to give you vision. He's going to give you confidence. It's no longer you that lives. It's Christ that lives in you. Amen? And use those tests for getting along with people, but don't let them be a test for where you're supposed to go when God says go. Amen? Praise God. So I'm just going to go to the end of this next passage we were looking at here. I'm not going to read it all, and everybody said amen. And Acts 4, let me go down here and see. 13, let's just go to the last verse there. It says, the members of the council. So this council was, you know, raking them over the coals. You know, who are you doing this in the name of? How in the world can you do this? We're going to lock you up. And the members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. Here's the thing. There's people that go off to school and study this stuff, but there's people that are inspired by the Holy Spirit to speak. Amen? And God takes what? The foolish to confound the wise, doesn't he? Amen? And I'm not calling you a fool, but I'm just saying wherever God's going to take you is way better than wherever you are on your own. Amen? Peter and John were not fools, but they weren't educated. For they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them. They identified them. They said, oh, that's who they are. Amen? Who had been what? With Jesus. Oh, there's an effect of being with him that changes your identity and changes your stepping in to that identity to be something that you could never be before. Amen? Yes. Is this essential?
Yes.
All right. From our nearness comes an identifying fragrance and victory. So here's the effect of this. This is wonderful for us, but let's look at this. 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession. You know what? You got to be with him to be in his procession.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? You're demonstrating the victory that was won on the cross. Amen? And what does he do in that? He uses us. How many would like to be used? Jesus, use me. And oh, Lord, don't refuse me. Anybody know that song? Okay. Well, that was an old song. Okay. You just thought I was inspired. And uses us to do what? Spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. What is that? It's kind of like those disciples, isn't it? Huh. These guys have been with God. You cannot spread the aroma of knowing God if you don't know him. If you're not near him. If there's not a proximity with him that supersedes, that is a priority above other proximities. Amen? Anybody else? Any besides me have some other proximities in your life? Now, here's the wonderful thing about this. You get this in line where it needs to go, and God will cause the other associations. Your wife, your kids, amen? It puts them in alignment. Now you can affect them for good. Now you can speak boldly if you need to, or you can be really sweet and nice. Something that you wouldn't have done either. So, you know, it's going to be the fruit of the Spirit because you've been looking somewhere else, amen? Psalm 73:21. I just want to say this before we do some things here this morning because I want to respond to this morning. How many love the Lord? I'll tell you what, honoring him with our hearts, honoring him with drawing near to him. We can talk about it, but man, it's best practiced, isn't it? It's best when we just go there. And David was so good at this. He said, enemies can come up on one side, enemies can come up on the other side. One thing do I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen? And to inquire at his temple. Is that right? What does that do? I'm communing with him. I'm with him. Oh, David got this, didn't he? Where did he get this? He didn't get this at rabbinical school. He got this out with the stars and the sheep. Amen? Worshiping God. Amen? But as for me, and this needs to be our declaration, as for me. Kind of sounds like, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, you know? How good it is to be near God. Can we say that together? But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. Isn't this wonderful? I like how he talks second person and then first person, right? Whatever that is, third person and then second person or whatever. But he's talking about him and then he talks to him. Amen? So necessary to declare the greatness of God and then talk to him. Amen? Yeah. You said to seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I'll seek. Amen? Amen?